Dave calling Nomax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Brittany, my name is Marvin Hawkins.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
3118 Courthouse Drive West, apartment 1C. What's life? Yeah, 47906.
Thank you. So locate an account for the Cryo-Free CBD Events Joint Defense where you're getting it every month. How can I assist you today?
Well, you sent me the advanced joint, but at the same time, you were supposed to send me the cryo-freeze roll-on, which you didn't do. What's the deal? I'm out, and the advanced joint is coming. When do you send the advanced joint?
It shows we sent it on January the 3rd, but if you could hold for one moment, I can check and see what's going on with the other order, okay?
Say that again, because I didn't get a word you said.
Yes, sir. Can you hold, please, while I try to see about the other order?
Yeah, they were supposed to. Some guy told me a month ago that he's going to do it at the same time. I said, great, at the same time. So let's figure out what's going on. You communications are sending me what I need. So,
yes, sir. Be one moment, okay?
Okay, let's get it done, Brittany.
Thank you for holding. All right, sir, thank you for holding. So just to verify, this is your first time you ordered with us with the with this product?
What do you mean the first time ordered? I've been doing this for 6 months or more.
Okay, oh, I see now. Because the only, let's see here, 19, let's see.
How much is the roll-on if I get it on a monthly basis? How much is that?
Yes, sir, because it doesn't show that you have the roll-on. It only shows that you have that one product only. But we do have, we have actually three different ones. We have the Cryo-Freeze Extra Strength, but I don't believe that.
Okay, I want the Extra Strength.
Okay.
Sent with the advanced joint, okay? So how much is the extra strength when I get it by the month?
You're wanting one every month?
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be $31.96, and that's without tax.
Okay, $31.96. And then how much is the advanced joint?
The advanced joint, let's see.
On a monthly, I think it's 54 or whatever it is.
Let's see. All right, I'm getting that price for you. So it shows that it'd be $47.96 because you didn't have any shipping, like taxes.
$47.96 plus $31.96, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't what? I want those two shipped once a month, and I want go ahead and do it right away. What's today? The 24th. So can you ship that out today so I can get my roll on?
Yes, sir.
I want it shipped once a month on the 24th. You can do that, correct?
So you're wanting it on the 24th of every month?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I've got to open the page.
Today is the 24th.
Yes. Once a month. What have you got it for right now? What month?
Yes, sir. It shows that normally the advanced joint defense, the cryo-free CBD advanced joint defense, it shows that goes out on the 3rd of every month.
3rd. Well, let's not do that. I need to roll. I'm just about out of the roll-on, and I use that on my legs and stuff. I'm 85 years old. I creak around a lot. So, can you set it up where we do it this week?
Yes, sir. I can set it up where you can get the, I can go ahead and place the cryo-free extra strength roll-on for you today.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and send that would be great. And then, yeah, but just go ahead and send the advance also.
Do you remember your password to log into omaxhealth.com?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Yes, sir. Well, in order for us to, let's see here. Let's see if
Look,
you even have.
Just ignore what was before and just make a new one. That's all you have to do. Is that too hard for you to do?
Let's see here. All right, sir. So you already have a subscription with the Cryo Freeze Joint Defense.
Yes,
you're
I know
wanting
that.
You're wanting to add the roll-on extra strength.
Yes.
Okay.
That's yeah. Are we clear on what both of them at the same time?
Okay. Yes, sir. I can have the advanced joint defense sent out to you today as well, but you will be charged today for the joint defense.
I'm going to be charged for both, right?
Yes, it'll be $47.96 for one and then $31.96 for the other.
Yes. And you're sending both of them, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that. And just make it this day each month. Can you do that?
Okay.
Okay, that's
yes,
what I
can
want.
Can you hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay, sir? I'm trying to get that straightened out for you.
All right.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir, thank you for holding for me. So I tried to place I tried to do the cryo-freeze extra strength roll-on for you online.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you're adding to your subscription, so we have to go online to order it before we can, you know, before we can like send it out to you or whatever, of course. And it shows that the password, I tried to enter in the password, which will be our password, OMAX20, and it says that you already have an account with us, and you don't remember your password, do you?
I do not.
Okay. If I'm able to send you a password, are you able to access that email?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's, let's see here.
This is getting real hard for you. Maybe I'll go to a different company. I don't know.
Yes, sir. It's just our polyp was just something that we have to do, and I do apologize. It'll be one moment. Thank you for holding.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes.
Just make the password Marvin2837.
Okay.
Make the password Marvin, capital M-A-R-V-I-N, 2837.
All right, it'll be one moment while I enter in that password, okay?
Sure.
No, sir, it says that's an incorrect password.
Well, I want you to set up my new one, Marvin2837.
Yes, sir, I would not be able to. You have to go online to reset the password to that, but I'm trying to send you an email so you can reset your password. And that's what you can reset it to.
All right.
All right, but one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay, sir?
Pardon me?
I'm still here. Be one moment. Thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay? Sorry, I do apologize. I'm trying to get my manager to reset it for you, okay?
All righty.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir, thank you for holding. Can you check your spam, please, on your email?
Okay, let me see if I can get my email up.
Okay. Because it shows that you're having to activate it in order for me able to log into your account so I can set you up on that subscription for you for the Cryo Freeze Extra Strength Roll-On.
Okay, hold on. Let me see here.
Yes, sir.
Email. Okay. Activated. Let's see. Please activate it. Activate your account. Okay. Email and password. Oh dear, I don't know what those are.
Yes, sir. You'll need to, is it asking for a password?
Yeah.
You need to create a password.
Oh, the password? Okay. Yeah.
And your email is mhawkins2837@gmail.com.
Yeah, my email is, yes, I know that. Okay, okay. Hold on. Let me go back
yes,
up
sir.
There. Okay. Email. Yeah. Okay. And password. Okay. Capital. MARDIN 2837. Okay. Incorrect password. What the hell? I know that.
Okay, incorrect. Okay. Try all lowercase. It's all lower. Omax 20 and see if that'll work.
Try what?
Omax 20, all lowercase.
Omax 20. Omax 20?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Did it let you log in?
No.
It still says invalid username or password?
It just says incorrect email or password.
All right, wait one moment. I'm still here, okay? So I'm speaking with my manager to see what we can do, okay?
You gonna do what?
I'm speaking with my manager because normally whenever you try to log in to activate it, normally you can put in Omax 20 and then it will ask you to update your password because the Omax 20 is just a temporary password. So I'm speaking to my manager to see what the next step we can do to place this order for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. And I'm sorry, sir, just to verify, you said it says incorrect email or password?
Pardon me? My email's the same.
Now, whenever you put in your email and password, what does it pop up?
Well, it pops up both. It pops up the email, and then it says password.
Okay.
Yeah, so I put in my email, and then I go to password, and put Omax 20, and, you know, it says incorrect.
Did you hit the big blue button that says activate account?
Hold on. Let me do it again.
Yes, sir.
Let me do it again, okay? Hold on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Email.
It's in the email that we sent.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
People drive it in there. Okay, password of Omax, OMAX20. Okay, log in. Create, it says submit. Save password. Okay. Submit.
Yes, sir.
Now it says, I'm not a robot. To continue, let us know you're not a robot. I'm not. Okay. You're not.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now submit. Okay. Okay. Sign in, returning incorrect email or password. What the crap's going on here? Okay. I'll put it in again.
Okay.
Email. There we go.
And you're doing all, you're doing Omax 20. It's a capital O. Here. Try a capital O.
Okay, try a capital O, M-A-X, 2-0, go. Log in. Okay. Update password.
There you go. Let's, now just update your password to what you would like it to be.
All right. I'm not an old robot. Okay. Submit. So you want me to put, okay, you want me to put in my new password, right?
Yes, sir. If you would like to update your password, you can. If you want to leave it the same, you can.
Okay, hold on.
Now, if you want to, you can leave it the same so that I can place the order. And then after I place the order, you can go back in and change it any time.
Marvin, 2-7. Go. Log in. Submit. Create an account. What the hell's going on with this thing? I am so tired of this. I'm going to give up.
Let's see.
This is pathetic. How many times I got to keep putting this in there? Incorrect email or password. Look, I'm done. You call me back whenever you get to straighten out. I am done.
Yes, sir. Can you hold, please?
No, I'm done. You call me back.
Yes, sir.
You call me back.
Hi, Marvin.
Yes?
Hi, Marvin. This is Aya. I'm the supervisor that's been assisting Brittany. So I think there may have been a slight hiccup here somewhere. So you do not have to change the password now that you have got it set up as Omax 20. The reason why that password is there is simply so it's a fraud prevention risk for our customers. You can leave that password as it is. You do not have to continue frustrating yourself over that. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get this order placed for you. If I'm understanding correctly, you are wanting the extra strength cryo-freeze roll-on, correct?
Roll-on, yes.
Okay. Give me just a moment.
I'm almost out, and I need it as soon as you get it. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So give me just two wiggles and a leg shake here. So I do want to ask you, Marvin, when you logged in with you, when you initially set the password, did you capitalize the O or did your phone auto capitalize it?
I don't know. The last time I did it was a capital O.
Okay.
So
O M A X 20. Give me 2 seconds here.
All right.
Continue.
Yeah.
Let
so
us know.
I want the roll on. And then okay. I've got about a half a thing of the other. So go ahead and send me both of them at the same time. And then each month I like to have it done at the same time. Okay? You understand me?
So do you have an active subscription already?
Yeah, with the advanced joint.
Okay.
I talked to this guy a month ago, and he was putting the roll on at the same time. But, of course, evidently, he didn't tell me the truth because I didn't get it. So now
okay.
I'm almost out of the roll-on, so I need both again.
Okay. So I'm looking at your account now, Marvin. So I'm showing that it is still showing me that your account has not been registered. So what that means is it's not acting as if a live customer has created this account. So I think I show you've been on the phone with Miss Brittany for a good while now. So I think the initial invite timed out. What I want you to do is close all of your browser windows and pull up just your email for me, your mhawkins2837@gmail.com.
All right.
I'm gonna make this super simple.
Now?
Yes, sir.
All right,
I'm gonna walk you through step by step, so this way I prevent any more frustration for you.
Okay, I'll go to the latest one or the 10:30. Okay.
I just sent you a brand spanking new email. I want you to open that email and hit that big blue button. It is going to prompt you to create a password. Set it to OMAX20, and I need you to be specific for me if there's any capitalizations or not, okay? That way we make sure there's no issues. And for your convenience, go ahead.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 10:13, right? Hit the big, it says OMAX Health, hit the big blue button, okay?
Yes.
Nothing's happening.
It says activate your account.
Oh.
You're hitting the button that says activate your account?
No. Well, crap.
It shows me it's blue on my end. I need you to hit activate your account.
Well, hold on a minute.
You're fine. Take your time. I know when we first got the new system, it was confusing to me too. So I'm glad I'm able to help you.
I'm not for sure that I'm okay. So the 10:13, okay.
Yeah, I just sent it, and it's 10:14 now, or 10:15 now. So go ahead and hit that email. Open that email for me.
Hit the blue button, right?
It says activate your account. Do you see where it says activate your account?
Yes.
Hit activate. Hit those three words.
Okay.
In that button. It's going to make a new page.
Just not doing it. So you got a 10:59, you got a 10:57, and you got a 10:13. Wow. Which one am I supposed to hit?
The most recent. What time is it now for you?
Well, right now, 16 after.
16 after. So, no. Due to time zones, what's your time zone? What time is it? 16 after what?
10.
10, okay. So, yeah.
Well, I hit the blue, big blue button, it does nothing. You want me the letter or the, there's two little things down below. One's a letter, one's a something else with a dot on it. Complete action using, no, that doesn't work.
Yes, complete action using Chrome.
Okay, hold on. You get back.
That's
to that.
Why. Okay, so that's the issue we're having here. So your phone is asking you to choose a browser. So choose Chrome, and it'll pop up a new tab. Then it's going to be asking you for a password.
It says to care OMAX. Okay, subject. Am I supposed to type in subject?
No, you just responded to your email now. Don't do that.
Oh, Chrome. Just once or always, Outlook?
Just once for now.
Oh, once for now, okay.
It doesn't matter. It's for your phone device anytime you open the link in your email.
Outlook, get started, okay. There we go. Email address. And what's my email address?
Have you ever set up your phone before?
I'm 85. I'm not.
I got you.
In
so it's
days,
asking
I'm
you for
85.
All this.
I'm not the best guy in the world for this.
I got you. So.
Okay, add Google account. I got my email. Okay, add Google account.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It says choose account, Marvin Hawkins. Add account, okay. checking information, email or phone, sign in. You want my email, right?
So what website are you on right now?
Pardon me?
What website
Google?
Are you on? Okay, so no, that's not where you need to go. So because you've never set up your internet before, it's prompting this. We can ignore that. Go back to your email and click that link now. And it's going to ask you if you want to go to Google or whatever the other option is. Open Chrome with that link again.
Yeah, but it don't say, I don't see where it says Chrome.
It's the little picture with the circle.
Picture with, oh, okay. You mean under Outlook?
Okay, so right now you need to be going back to your Gmail, mhawkins2837.
Okay.
Go back to your email.
Okay. It says add Google or create a new account underneath with a little.
Ignore that for now.
Okay.
Ignore that for now. Just go back to your Gmail.
It says, okay, this is Microsoft, create an account, new account, right?
No.
No?
You need to go back to your Gmail account, sir.
Go back to my email account.
Your Gmail.
Okay. Okay, I'm at email accounts. Okay, so I got Omega Health.
All right, go back to that, please activate your Omax Health account email, that last one, the most recent, and hit that button for me. Go ahead and hit activate your account. It may be a link or a button for you. I'm not certain.
Okay, there's a 1057, 1059, and a 1013.
Ignore all of those. You should have a new one coming. Ignore all of those. You should have a new one coming in right now. Refresh it.
New message.
Use that one.
Okay. I don't see it. Okay, 1020. All right. There we go. Now, which button do you want me to hit? The envelope one or the one next to it?
What did I say?
Well, one's an envelope and one's a little, looks like a battery.
Open the email. Click the email itself.
You mean the big one?
The one we just sent you.
That's what I did, but it's not doing anything.
Do you have a relative who could help you set your password up?
Yeah, but I won't see her until the 28th, my daughter.
Hmm.
Hey, look, I'm done for today. We spent an hour or so.
Right.
I'm
done. Would you be able to give your daughter a call and see if she can help you walk through setting up that password?
Oh. She works at Purdue University, and she's very busy, so I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have a friend or a neighbor who could help you set your password up?
I'm in a shack in security for Wabash National in Lafayette, and I'm the only one sitting here, and there's no one that comes in here. So if they're new, they're old like me, and they don't know anything, so.
Okay.
Hey, look, you get it set up and you call me back. I'm just tired.
We can't get it set up until the password and account are activated.
Well,
that's why I was trying to see if you had someone who could help you get your phone set up. And then once your phone was set up, then you could get your password set up.
I don't.
All right. So well, I do sincerely apologize.
If you can't set it up on Omax 20 and send me this stuff, maybe I ought to get a different company.
We can place one-time shipment orders for you, but we cannot set up a subscription until your account has been activated. That's just how the system works now, unfortunately.
Well, you got it activated for the other thing. Why can't you just add to it? And don't tell me you need all that crap either.
We do have to have the account password in the OMAX account password set up in order for us to add two subscriptions. This is how we prevent fraud for our customers.
It's already set up at OMAX 20, so all you have to do is you activate it.
No, sir. The customer's account.